You're listening to Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. Well, today, a new installment of an inspirational classic is coming out, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog. Local author Jan M. Flynn has a chapter in the new book, and she is joining us today to talk more about Human's Best Friend. Jan, welcome to the program.
I'm delighted to be here. Thanks so much.
So tell us a little bit about your chapter in this new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul.
As a matter of fact, I am lucky enough to have two chapters in this book. The one is about a dog that we had many years ago, Dylan, a wonderful old golden retriever gentleman who was so eager to please that he not only brought me the paper every Sunday, but brought us all the neighbors' papers every Sunday as well. It was really hard to try to point out to him that we only wanted our paper. And the other story is about our beloved dog, Molly, for whom we are still grieving. When I wrote the story, she was still with us, but we had to say goodbye to her on Labor Day weekend this year. She was almost 15, which was very old for her breed. But she was just a great dog and a wonderful emotional and life coach who rescued me from many a funk or a mistaken mood. So, you know, her chapter is about being rescued by the dog.
You know, anyone who owns a pet, whether it's a dog or not, would probably agree that I think animals can actually teach us so much. I mean, in particular, maybe when it comes to empathy, compassion, right? Just caring for
yes, something. I agree. Animals are so important to us. I really can't imagine a life without animals in it. And I've usually had a dog, not always. We have a cat right now who is very charming, not to be trusted, but we can't imagine.
We have a cat. That's why I'm laughing.
Well, you get it then. And, you know, I've worked with a horse rescue and just seen so many examples of how animals are just incredible additions to our lives and also teach us how to live them.
Right. And I have to say, you know, Jan, we had two cats and 3 years ago, unexpectedly, we lost one of them. Mm. And I have two boys and it was the first time that they had really experienced loss like that and grief like that. And I think, you know, you think about that, right? As you mentioned with Molly, and you grieve, and then watching your children grieve, oh, that
it's tough. It's tough, yeah. But that is, I think, one of the gifts that our pets give us. I said the problem with dogs in one of my stories is they don't live as long as we do, but they also teach us how to face our mortality and how to live with joy in the present.
I so agree with you. So what, I'm curious, what inspired you to want to be a part of this book? Because it's these Chicken Soup for the Soul books have been around for so long. And and it would seem a bit intimidating to say, you know what, I want to put a story in there.
You know, I was intimidated at first, but then, you know, being a writer, you do have to develop kind of a thick skin about submitting your work and having polite or maybe not so polite, no thank yous, come back to you. But the folks at Chicken Soup for the Soul make the process as unintimidating as it can possibly be. And if there are writers out there, and I know Boise and Idaho has such a robust writing community, if there are people out there who are thinking about submitting their work and have a story, has to be a true story, has to have happened to you, that they think would be good for Chicken Soup for the Soul, absolutely send it in. They make it, they are soliciting work all the time for their books, and they make it a really friendly process. And you don't have to be a previously published author. Not all of them are.
Were you surprised to learn that you not only had one story, one chapter accepted, but two in this book?
I was so surprised I was confused because I had I had sent in one story. I'd submitted to them before and not gotten in, but I had sent in one story, the story about Molly, and then it takes them a while. You know, they get a lot of submissions, and I hadn't heard anything back, and I thought, well, okay. And then I had written the other story about my porch pirate dog, Dylan, and sent that in. And then I got an acceptance, and I thought it was for the one about Dylan, and it took me a long time to realize that, no, it was for the original one, because then I got another acceptance, and then I realized I had two chapters in the same book, which is delightful.
Well, and these books are, what I love about them, right, is that you don't have to read it from cover to cover. You can just pick it up really anywhere and read a story. And I love it that they decided to, you know, to look at this connection between humans and animals, because I think sometimes we forget just how beautiful that connection can be. I see my kids with our cat Kleenex is his name, because
Kleenex, I love it.
That's what happens when you let your children name them anything that they want. It could have been much worse, but Kleenex it is. And to see the compassion, right? And to see how they have grown as people, because they have to take care of this animal. I mean, they don't clean the litter box, but you know. Right. And so there's just such a beautiful connection, I think.
There is such a beautiful connection. And in terms of teaching empathy to kids, which in our culture that is so, over-focused on digital relationships and can be so distancing, having an animal that you really can't communicate with your animal by tweeting at them or texting them.
Right.
You really have to do it face-to-face. And, you know, kids are responsible for their animals to some degree. There's a bond there that's like no other, and it does teach them empathy. And empathy is something our culture, our society so desperately needs more of. So, yeah, I'm with you there. They are invaluable for that.
I will tell you this, that the way my children get out of chores or doing something is they say, Kleenie's sitting on my lap right now. I can't move him.
That's so funny, because my husband does the same thing with our cat.
Right? You can't. Well, you know, once they're settled, you can't move them. So,
exactly.
Jan, before I let you go, you have a book signing coming up.
I do. I am so delighted. Yes. Actually, I have two. Both at Rediscovered Books downtown Boise on Thursday this week, the 26th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. I'll be signing books and giving away homemade dog cookies. And also at Rediscovered Books in Caldwell on Saturday, the 28th, between 1 and 2:30, I will be there signing books. So if your listeners are in either of those two towns, I really hope they will come by. It'll be fun.
Well, Jan, it has been a delight to chat with you. Thank you so much for taking time.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We have been talking with local author Jan M. Flynn about her two chapters in the latest Chicken Soup for the Soul book. Now, the book is out today, and you can meet Jan, as we mentioned, at Rediscovered Books in downtown Boise on Thursday at 4 p.m. and then in Caldwell on Saturday at Rediscovered Books. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.